Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
I'm here, Len.
Yeah, Len's here from Riviera Baudette.
Good show.
Hi, Dr. Alali.
Hello, Dr. Alali.
Hello. Is this Angel from Raleigh?
No, this is Ida.
Okay. Hi, Ida. You're sounding like Angel tonight.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know
okay.
if she's on.
She'll come on the line. I guess she can get us started tonight with our housekeeping itinerary.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, everybody. This is Tuesday Night Call.
Hello. Carolyn, you're right.
Hey, Miss Carolyn.
Hello, how are?
Great, great. Glad to have you on tonight and glad to have the comedian crew on and Dr. Alali and everybody else, and that we're not going to take up any more time because it's already 9:34, November the 11th. Excuse me, November the 17th. We just want to put out the disclaimer that this call is for educational purposes only, not to cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. But we do hope that you find the information that we give informative and helpful for you and your family and your communities and loved ones. Without any further ado, I don't know if my co-host is here. I think he is because we're on the call. But Dr. Alali, you want to go ahead and take it away?
Yes, absolutely. I want to say good evening to everyone that sacrificed their evening to be on the line tonight. We are live from Ohio. We've put 5,500 miles over the last 28 days going through the South and Washington, D.C., and various activities, moving this campaign forward. And we are just so happy to be part of a national call to action to help people find information by which they can make their homes and their offices and the schools of their children safer. The Healthy Smart Homes 2020 campaign is our theme and our platform. And tonight we have the distinction of having our very own Heather Jo Johns, who is a celebrated marketing specialist and who serves as our pitch consultant because she's number one in the United States in business-to-business sales for T-Mobile, home for one of their third-party marketing groups, and she was in that position for several years. And she's my daughter and has worked with me from the conception of this technology, this work, and has, without her, I don't know where I would be. I certainly probably would not be alive because she was in massage therapy school at the time. She and my son were the ones that discovered that my lymphatic system was totally blocked, and that was contributing to the rapid demise of my health. And she has an extraordinary, she's a trained in marketing. She's trained in how to close the sale. And I've watched her and the phenomena of her work as she not only just gives people the opportunity to buy the nano, but she actually is very effective in presenting the call. Because the sale of the nano is beyond just making the sale and just helping people retrofit their cell phone and their electronics. It's about getting a message out there that electricity is causing injury. And I happened to get an article. Somebody forwarded me an article from the World Health Organization as it related to seizures. They were reviewing some information at the Epilepsy Foundation, and they're talking about how the incident of seizures is almost a mirror of that which is happening in autism. Now, autism is 1 in 45. I don't know who on the line may have seen that report in USA Today this week. Autism is 1 in 45 now. That's the new epidemiological report, statistical report and data that's coming out from the Center for Disease Control. And so the Epilepsy Foundation is saying that within 5 years, there will be one out of 150 people that will be having seizures. And believe it or not, the World Health Organization says that electrical current can be the source of seizures. And as we have been collecting data and people have been sharing their testimonies and their reports that when they lower the electrical interference of their electrical systems and their that interference is below 20 gram Schedule units or 20 BMUs of radiation or 0.42 milligauss of radiation, depending upon what you're measuring it, they have either they either totally eliminate their seizures or they reduce this incident of seizures greatly. And so this is a real concern because somebody has to wake up and say, we cannot wait until every child or every other child becomes autistic. We cannot wait until every other person has a seizure disorder before we start raising a level of consciousness. And so Ida made a comment last week because we were at the Healthy Churches 2020 conference, and it was just so, I mean, it was just so many people there and that were so receptive to the message that we brought, and she got to see Heather Jo on her platform educating people about, you know, the calls and closing the deal because people were interested in supporting the calls and they were certainly interested in protecting themselves. The number one benefit of the nanotechnology is that it blocks radiation from absorbing in the body, and that's measurable and it's demonstrable. The second most dynamic thing about the nanos is that it balances the body. It is simply a energy diode is probably the best way to describe it. It's a revolutionary diode because it's flat and it fits in anything and can fit anywhere. And so it's a diode in the sense that it blocks the radiation from absorbing and it biobalances so that it minimizes and reduces the assault of the radiation. And that's really the goal. The goal is for you to stay balanced, and the goal is for you not to absorb the radiation. And the nano is so effective. Not only will it block the radiation from absorbing in your body, it will also block it from absorbing in any jewelry that you might have on and your eyeglasses. People don't realize your eyeglasses have a metal infrastructure. And we were in the home of one of the participants in one of our activities who wanted a home, wanted us to come home to their home to survey it after the event we were in. We went to this executive home, and this gentleman was an engineer, and he was totally blown away because we showed him, his wife was legally blind, and we showed him that if he stood within 2.5 feet of his wall, that the electrical current was so powerful, it would actually electrify his glasses. And this electrical current is so diabolical, and that's why the evolution of the nano fabrication, the fabrication that creates the nanos and the fabrication that's now being used in these insulators that have the nano intellectual property in them is so revolutionary. So I know it's late. We are just so happy to be alive because I came home to a flame that was smoldering outside my house. And I was so grateful that it was being reflected by the window. It was actually just a little teeny flame that we thought was a big flame. But nevertheless, all the excitement is over with, and I'm glad that it was a minor event. So without due process, I got Heather Jo over here laughing on the side because, you know, as a mother and a nurse and a community advocate that I am, okay, guess who called 911? You got that right. Dr. A called 911, had five fire trucks out here in the ambulance because if something was going down, we were going to be prepared for whatever it was. But fortunately, it was just a small flame that had a big look as it reflected off the window. And all of that, we got put out just in time for this show tonight. So without further ado, I want you to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Heather Jo Johns, who has the distinction of being number one in cell phone sales for the international conglomerates of T-Mobile. And she is very personally, she's just a beautiful young lady. She's a mid-sized model, swimwear model. She has quite accomplished young lady. She's achieved 3 Black History Awards for her distinguished career in service to communities, advocating in the area of health. First with she's a co-inventor of iKinesio massage. That's when they put your hands in water and they do a extraordinary massage to help to release the muscle. She has also been on this team since its inception for 7 years. She's on platform with me at Columbia University. She's a fellow in resident for this Healthy Smart Homes initiative, and she is a breast coach. She's one of the emerging trainers for our new breast health evaluation. When people are holding their cell phones in their hands, their fingertips are engaged in electronics. Few people have the awareness that in a matter of seconds, your body starts absorbing this radiation, so to speak, to the breast tissue, creating an imbalance. And so we want to bring an awareness of how people can assess and evaluate their breasts to make sure they don't have breast imbalance of the energy in the breast tissue when they've been on the computer all day or they've been on the cell phone for more than 10 seconds. So without further ado, Heather has some real skills, and Ida was able to see, and she made notice of that on the radio show last week, of how effective Heather was in communicating the calls to people and then, you know, help and then getting them to close the sale. Because anytime you have a technology as innovative as our technology, it's 20 years ahead of its time. You have to educate people sometime before you can help them see the benefit and the effect of the technology. So without further ado, here is Ms. Heather Jo Johns.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Heather Jo Johns, and I am super excited. I've got some exciting things going on for you guys. First of all, I'm going to be starting an online class. It's going to be face-to-face, so you guys will be able to see and utilize the different skills that I'm going to be teaching you on how to market this technology. And so I'm very excited. You have to register before Friday. We'll be putting the information out by blog and email. It's only $10, and it'll be worth it to help you to retain information, to utilize your skills, to be able to sell and market the technology. So basically what it all boils down to, it's not rocket science. This is a very serious issue. If the U.S. Surgeon General has made a national call to action, that means it's a national call to action. And we should look up the definition for action. It's time to implement because, according to doctors at the Cleveland Clinic, 1 in 3 women die every year of heart disease or stroke. So if you're in a room full of women and you see 3 women, 1 out of those 3 women will die of heart disease and stroke, and that's enough for me. Not to mention the other day we had a news article sent to us that was stating that the new autism rate in some states is 1 in 40. Hello. It's time to wake up, guys, and it's time to make a difference, and it's time to make a stand. There is no I in we. And we already know that electromagnetic frequencies are associated with 9 out of 10 diseases in America. So what we need to do is when you present the technology, we have the patented Bedork test from Dr. Amir at Columbia University. And if you guys don't know how to do that, we'll be offering training on that to utilize to show people how they are imbalanced with the frequencies from the radiation of the cell phone. We already have proven fact and videos out and news clips and articles that cell phones do now cause cancer and that they do emit radiation. So it's like I said, not rocket science. People just need to know. Once people need to know, people will listen because people do care about themselves and about their friends and about their family members. So basically, with those facts in itself presented, you just have to tell people this is what you need to do. You're not smoking a cigarette. You are on your cell phone 24/7. Somebody said I was doing the test on them, and they said, well, yeah, cell phones may cause cancer, but bacon causes cancer too. I said, do you walk around with bacon 24/7 in your mouth? No, that didn't make sense. So cell phones are causing cancer. You need to have technology. And with our nanotechnology, which has been proven and tested to be the number one technology in the United States, where we've got a gold medal for, there's really nothing else that needs to be said. There's really no sale. And what I'm going to be talking about during the marketing is that there is no sale. What it is you build a relationship. You have to genuinely care for humanity to be in the health industry, period, health technology, to work with people directly or indirectly or personally face-to-face. You have to be a like-minded person, and you have to build that relationship. You have to introduce yourself. You have to let them know that you're here to help. People want to buy stuff from people that they trust, and if they can't trust you and they seem like you're trying to make a quick move or a quick sell, or they feel like you're unloyal or untrustworthy, they're going to be able to sniff it out, and then they're not going to believe what you say. So basically what I do is I always build a relationship. Smile, your C factors, S-E-E, smiling, excitement, and eye contact. When you're looking at someone straightforward in their eye with your two eyeballs and you're making that eye contact and you're smiling and you're confident about what you're saying, people will feel confident. And like I said last week, 95% of the American people like to be told what to do. So sometimes you might have to tell people, you know, it's not an option anymore. This is what's going on. These are the statistics. These are the facts. And this is the solution. So this is what needs to be done. And so basically, I'm super excited. I would work for the number one outsourcing marketing firm in North America for almost 2 years to get that hands-on training while I'm attending Forbes Business School for marketing and for business for myself. So I've just utilized those skills and mastered it, and I'm developing a system for everyone who wants to distribute the nanos and for the Healthy Smart Homes to become a distributor on how to present the information, build a relationship, present the problem, and then give them a solution because, you know, with 1 in 3 women dying, I'm sorry, there's not going to really be a tomorrow. Women, we give birth to children. We bring them into the world. Without future, without children, there is no world, there is no hope. So there is no I in team. And so if we don't work together, you know, a house divided won't stand. A world divided won't stand. It's kind of common sense. We don't need to work against each other. We need to work with each other. So I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to showing you guys and teaching you guys and writing down the system and getting everything implemented so that we can start these online courses and training so that you guys can be the forefront for the new world to make a difference and to stand up and say enough is enough, and I'm going to protect my family and their family and our future and make a difference in the world. And everyone has a part and everyone has a purpose. So I'm so excited. I'm not going to take up any much more of your time, and I hope everyone registers. It's only $10 for the marketing class online. And then if anyone is interested in actually becoming a distributor of the nanos, I'll have that information too. But you have to learn how to present the information, the facts, what to say and what not to say as well. So we'll be going over that. I'm super excited. It'll be 2 times on Saturday at 1 and at 6. So we'll get that information out to you guys. I am going to let you guys talk to Dr. Lolly, and you guys have a blessed evening. It's Heather Jo.
Thank you, Heather. Heather is so dynamic. You just have to see her vivacious personality, her giant smile, and certainly her heart is as big as all the oceans. I've watched her grow up from a young woman, and she was personally selected. Once upon a time in her life, she was in security. She was personally selected to guard Air Force One for President then George W. Bush, Jr. And so she is a lady who's highly respected for her integrity and her seventh sense. She just has a rhythm with life and a rhythm with people where she feels, you know, a need, a connection, and she really feels a connection with this project. And so I want to just kind of underscore some things. Where do you go to register? You go to our website, www.michi.org. Again, that's www.michihealth.org, and that is M as in Mary, I as in ice cream, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry, I as in ice cream, the word health, health.org. When you get there and you look on the right side of the screen, you'll see the Healthy Smart Homes information, and right below it you'll see the donation button. All you do is click on that button and donate $10. It will ask you for your address, your email, and we once you pay the $10, we will send you a link. You have to pay before Friday night, before midnight. You'll get a link for a video. It's extremely user-friendly. You just simply click on that link. It brings you into a video, a conference center that's at our cloud center and our cloud theater. And you'll be looking at Heather Jo's beautiful smile, everybody in your email. You've got a chance to see her face and her glow. So you know she's a very beautiful young lady, not only on the outside but also in the inside. We are so excited to be able to partake of her knowledge firsthand because she brings a wealth of experience to us with 7 years with working with this project. She's been to Columbia University for two years. She's seen the platform and participated in the platform there. She spent 10 weeks at Wilmington College in Wilmington, Ohio, at the the Environmental Health Physicists Institute for Young People. She was part of the team that took the curriculum, which was written to professionals, and modulated that curriculum, so now our training curriculum is on a window that spans between the sixth grade and the 10th grade. And we're trying to actually get some of the components down to third grade based upon the evaluations that we got back from elementary teachers, secondary teachers, and post-secondary educators at the community college level. The skills that we teach in terms of safe environment, children need to know, because children have to know how they're going to protect their children from having autism and how they're going to reduce their exposure to toxins. And we're very fortunate this evening to have in studio one of the very first Michi Health babies. I don't know if I can get her to speak, but she's my oldest granddaughter, 7 years old. Her doctor says she should not be here in the world, because her mom was very sick as a child and, believe it or not, had three heart attacks and died. No, she died three times and had six heart attacks before the age of 16. So her doctor said she would never be able to conceive, but lo and behold, she got to living and visiting our home and being in this technology, and whatever was in her body balanced out. And my grandbaby became a product of that balance. And so, Kalea, would you like to say hello to everyone? Okay, she's going to say hi to everybody. Say good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everyone.
Thank you for being on Banana's show. Can you say that? Okay, that was the end of her presentation. We did get a good evening, everyone. But that's my miracle grandbaby who brought home a report card of straight A's. She is a consultant. She's been in studio working with me. She actually has a design of a Nano we never brought to market for baby diapers. I designed it for her diaper because she had such severe asthma attacks, and she was hospitalized. And one time they wanted to airlift her into a specialty hospital. We put a Nanos on her, and she stabilized and balanced out, and that didn't have to happen. So we're so grateful to have her in the studio with us this evening. There are so many testimonies out there today. I will just share from one of our medical doctors that is testing the technology with some of his clients, and he said he got two testimonies in with people that had arthritis, painful arthritis, and put the Nano in their shoes, and the pain went away. So he's excited to be on our team and to help us move this technology forward so it can be used, you know, in treatment modalities through clinical trials. And I want to give everyone an occasion to unmute your phone and speak and share a testimony if you have one. I want to give a special hug and shout out to my Canadian family. Lynn, I'm always excited to hear you when you're on the line. Lynn's wife, has an extraordinary testimony. She was on the front page of the newspaper in her town because she had a tumor that disappeared, resolved after she began to use the nano bioharmonizer, biobalancer technology, you know, in her daily routine. So if you have a testimony, please feel free to unmute your line by pressing 1 and share it with us this evening. Any testimonies out there? Well, I want to thank again Mr. Nathan on the spot. He has a new radio format that he's testing on Monday. I will send everybody the correspondence for that. I want to, again, to ask everyone, help us push this information out here so we can get the nano cells expanded in your community through your network of friends. Knock on your neighbor's door. Do the Bedort testing. Simple test. Have people put their hand on the wall and muscle responds. Test them. See if they can hold their hand up, their arm up, while they're touching the wall with the left hand. See if they can sustain strength with the right hand. If they're losing energy and becoming imbalanced, they need to get a nano. And one of the things that one of the medical doctors shared with me was that she was putting the nano 3 inches above the electrical socket, and it was decreasing the interference. And I said, well, I never heard that before, so we tested it in our lab, and sure enough, we were able to lower the interference on our control. The interference before we began was 474 gram sensor units of interference, and when we put the nanos on there, it didn't happen immediately, but we continued to test it, and by the same time, 48 hours later, the interference was down to 64, from 400 down to 64, 464 down to 69, I'm sorry. And so we're beginning to see evolution as people are experimenting with this technology and finding new applications. So we want to hear from you when you find a new application. Heather wants to share just some more information before we close out this evening. And so I'm going to let her close out. I'll say goodnight to everyone. Talia, would you like to say goodnight to everyone?
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Hello, Dr.
Goodnight from the grandbaby. And so the next voice you're going to be hearing
Dr.
is
Dr. A, I have a question for you. It's from Len.
Guys, I wanted to let you know that I actually have my own website you guys can check out. It's really nice. It's obshealthysmartline.weebly.com, and I've got some new stuff coming out as well with technology and health. So we're looking forward to that too. Good night, guys.
Wait a minute. Someone had a question.
You can unmute yourself to say good night.
Hello. Somebody had a question, Dr. A.
Okay.
Yes. Dr. A, it's Len from it's Rita's wife. My wife is Rita.
Okay.
Do you have any information in regards to shingles?
I don't have any information in regard to shingles in terms of treatment other than shingles is a virus, and a lot of people are, especially if you've had a prior experience with chickenpox, they get shingles seem to return in the latter days. Late in their life. And so, you know, shingles is usually treated topically. Some people treat it with a hydrogen peroxide diluted solution. And, you know, but the best thing to do, there's all kind of homeopathic remedies for treating shingles. And I personally prefer alkaline water, the acidic water that's produced by alkaline machines, because it just has a way of fortifying the immunity of skin and helping to resolve skin issues. Do you know anybody with an alkaline water machine that can make you a pH of 2.6?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
You might check with the local health stores there in Canada. Some of them have their own machines that you can go in and pump some acidic water. But that's where I would begin if you know anyone with shingles.
Okay. Okay, and I had an experience with a customer who had a bad knee.
Uh-huh.
And and he was limping quite a bit, and he would wear a brace. And I suggested the battery, and so he used one on his knee, and then he found he had best results when he put it on the calf.
Wow.
On the calf of his leg, yep. And when I saw him last week, he was walking much better, and he wasn't limping. So that helped his... That helped his circulation, so anybody who's got bad knees, maybe that would be the thing to try.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because we actually have an engineer from Carnegie Mellon University who had an injury to his knee, and he was driving from Cleveland to Washington, D.C., and he said that his knee got so painful and started swelling. So he decided to take his Nano out of his cell phone and to affix it to a Band-Aid on his knee. He said he was totally blown away, because when he got to Washington, instead of the knee being stiff, painful, and swollen, it was pain-free and had good range of motion, and he didn't have any pain or discomfort. So he said he's become a life, you know, a lifetime member of the Nano Club for buying Nanos for demanded his knee comfort. So thank you for sharing. That's another one chalked up for arthritic knees. We also have another testimony, one of my case studies, former vice president of the American Nurse Association, who had crippling arthritis and decreased range of motion in her right knee, which really impaired her ability to walk. She couldn't walk about maybe 10 feet without having a severe amount of pain. And she put that Nano in her left shoe and affixed it to a Band-Aid and put it on her right knee, and within 15 minutes she had range of motion in that knee without pain. And so she is in the Lifetime Members Club of using the Nanos for her arthritic pain. And the medical doctor that is using them also, he's got arthritis in his knees, and almost to the point where he said he was going to retire early because it was just too painful to manage his busy practice with the pain in his knees. He said, but the Nanos has been highly effective in keeping him good articulation in the knees and pain-free and reduced swelling, significant reduced swelling, he said. So we're
okay,
so excited.
Also, Dr. A, Rita... suffers with fibromyalgia.
Wow.
And she often has most of her pain in the back. And so we put a Nano on her back, and she passes the day with that quite freely.
Wow.
Yeah, it helps her enormously.
Well, you know, Lynn, I really appreciate you being on the line tonight and certainly calling in from Canada. That country is so beautiful this time of year with the leaves changing, and you're up there by the lake, some of the most beautiful lakes in the country. And instead of watching the sunset and the moon reflect in the water up there, you're on this line with us tonight on this show, and I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate you sharing. And I just want to give everybody a heads up. We're looking at having our first annual conference. What has happened from the last three conferences that we've been at, as we've met so many people who want to network up with us and partnership with us, and it's now time for us to have our first annual conference. So hopefully by the first of the year we'll have some more formulated details of how that's going to happen and where it's going to happen. But we may need to have two conferences, one in Canada, and that will certainly be in the summer, and one somewhere here in the United States. So, Lynn, maybe between you and Rod and Mario, we can host it up there on the farm. The farmer has said that we can bring a team up there to the farm to evaluate how the health of the cows has really stabilized, and certainly he's so excited that the energetics of the milk of the cow has increased because they have the whole farm has been retrofitted with the nanotechnology. So that's great news, and we hope to see some development around that. Anybody else have anything to share? If not, I appreciate the love that's on the line tonight, the hope that everyone gives me to journey forward. I appreciate Ms. Johns and her contribution, and as she said, as she announced, she has a website with some exciting products that are coming forth. We're looking forward to giving you some information about that and launching her in her own radio show, because she's so dynamic, the world needs to hear what she has to say. She is so multi-talented. Not only is she a top mid-sized supermodel, but she's also a recording artist, and she's in studio bringing out her album, and she just got named as the international spokesperson for a dating site, a marriage site, Marriage Emporium. She's the face of that. When you look on that beautiful bride that's on that website that's coming out, that's her. So I'm so blessed that she interrupts her busy schedule to want to take on this cause and champion this cause, because truly, you know, we're fighting for her future, fighting for her children. She is looking for a husband, the eligible bachelor that's on this line.
No,
she's up here, she's sideways.
I take it.
She proclaims. We all have a good laugh. And I said, you know, with African style, we have to have an arrangement. So any man that wants to marry her has to pass the test of the nine elders. You know, he's got to pass Rod Broom and Mario. He's got to pass Nathaniel. We got all the people on the line that love us and love her. He's got to pass the test of the nine great men on this radio tonight. With that, good night, everyone. I give you much love and much peace, and may God be with you in your journey forward for the health and the welfare of your families. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
What's good?